Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech, Moshe, and Moshe went. Where did Moshe go? Ramban explains, after Moshe sealed the new bris with Klal Yisrael, as stated in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, all the members of Klal Yisrael returned to their tents in the Machane Yisrael, and Moshe went from the place where he lived, in the Machane Levia, to the Machane Yisrael, to bid farewell to Klal Yisrael on this day, the day he was about to die. So Vayelech Moshe means that Moshe went from the Machane Levia to the Machane Yisrael. Vayedaber es hadavar mo'eleh, and he spoke these words, El Kol Yisrael, to all of Klal Yisrael. Vayorma aleihem, and he said to them, Bemea ve'esrim shana anochi hayoim, I am 120 years old today. Today, Zayin Adar, I was born, and today, Zayin Adar, I will die. Le'uchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi, and Rashi tells us two pshatim in these words. Either I am not allowed to lead you anymore, le'uchal, I am not allowed, lotzeis ve'lovoi, to lead you out and in, v'ashem omar ilai, because Hashem has said to me, le'sa'avor es ha'yarden azeh, you will not cross the Yarden. The authority has been taken away from me and given to Yahushua. Rashi's second pshat is, le'uchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi, I am not able to go out and in with words of Torah, because Hashem closed from Moshe the wisdom of Torah before he died. Rabbeinu Bechaye explains, the reason for Hashem taking away the Torah from Moshe before his death is so that when Moshe dies, he will not be so sad about his death, since he was living without having the wisdom of Torah with him at this point. Chasam Sofer says, although the Chochmah of Torah was closed to him, he still had Nevuah, and that's how he was able to say the Shira of Ha'azinu later on. Hashem Elekecha hu over lefonecha, Hashem your God, he will cross before you, hu yashmid es hagoyim o'elam lefonecha, he will destroy these nations from before you, virishtam, and you shall take possession of them, Yehoshua hu over lefonecha, Yehoshua will pass before you, ka'asher diber Hashem, like Hashem has spoken. Zok Rashi vayelech Moshe, and in this Divrei HaMaschil vayelech Moshe, Rashi does not say anything. Rashi just starts with this Divrei HaMaschil in order to show that this is a new parsha. And the first Rashi is really the next Rashi, Le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi, which according to the simple pshat means, I am not able to go out and go in. Zok Rashi yochol shetoshesh koichoi, I might think that Moshe's strength became weakened. Talmud Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, later on in Parshas V'zeis HaBrocho, that Moshe's eyes did not dim, nor did moisture leave from him. So we see Moshe did not become old. So we cannot say the words le'uchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi means I am not able to go out and go in. So what is the pshat? Ela rather mahu le'uchal, what does it mean le'uchal? Eini rishoi, I am not allowed. Shenot l'mimeni harishus, the authority was taken from me, v'nitna li'hoshua, and was given to Yahushua. Le'uchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi, I am not allowed to take Klal Yisrael out and to take them in. Vashem omar elai, Hashem said to me, Zehu pirish le'uchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi. This is the explanation of the words le'uchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi. Why am I not allowed to take them out and take them in? Lefisha Hashem omar elai. Because Hashem told me that I will not cross over the Yarden and Yehoshua will take over. Zok Rashi anochi hayoim, I am 120 years old today. Hayoim molu yomai ushnoisai. Today, my days and my years became filled. B'yom zeh nolatati, on this day I was born, on Zayin Adar, u'b'yom zeh omos, and on this day Zayin Adar, I will die. Davar acher, Rashi says another pshat in le'uchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi. Lotzeis ve'lovoi v'divrei Torah. I cannot go out and in with words of Torah. Melame, this comes to teach us, shenistemu mimenu masoris u'mayonis ha'chochma. It was closed for Moshe on this day. The masoris, the knowledge handed down, umayonois, and the wellsprings, hachochma of wisdom.